In this podcast, we're going to be discussing whether or not hatred is a taught or naturally occurring feeling. Sorry.
Hatred has been evident from way back past through all history. War and discrimination are two of many issues that have been formed because of hatred. Hate groups like racism don't appear as often anymore, but there are still some that try to prove their point in a violent way. Hatred is mostly produced from fear of things that are different and new. Hate can also form when you're scared of something about yourself or others.
As we have found in our research, hatred is caused by a fundamental compound in the human brain and is, therefore, a part of human nature. Now, Donovan, you had some insight about hatred being taught and not part of human nature. What would you have to say about this?
It's taught because, like when you first are a baby, you don't hate anybody and you don't have anger towards anybody. But, like, over the years, like, you see people do it and then you...
So it's... You're saying hatred towards specific groups or people.
Not even specific groups, just people in general, just things.
That's taught?
Yeah.
But the feeling itself is innate. Not the feeling towards anything, but the feeling... in itself.
Yeah.
Next, we will be interviewing Jordan.
Hello.
Okay, Jordan, what do you hate? What is one thing that you do hate?
One thing I do hate is how sometimes people are just rude to others for no reason. Like, they may have never met them before. They may have not done anything that they didn't know bothered the other person. Yet, anyways, they do it anyways.
Do you believe that hate is taught? Do you believe that hate is taught, or you're born with it?
I think it could be a little bit more of a mix of both. When you're born, you're born into a specific family. Those families may hate people, and you're born into a family of hate, and you learn it from them.
All right, now we're going to introduce our other guest, Mr. Tig. Mr. Tig, what are your thoughts on hatred? Is it taught or, like, learned, or what do you think about it? Or is it just, like, by nature?
So I believe it's definitely both, that people have an innate sense of hatred based on what they've experienced in life, based on just primal instincts from, you know, genetically way back when. But I also think it is learned based on the environment you grew up in, based on what you've been exposed to. And it could be hatred for our... wide variety of reasons, whether it's psychological or personal.
Alright, thank you. Oh, and what is hatred? Like, when did you start to hate? Or, like, why do you think that you started to hate things?
So I feel like hatred is basically, it's a dislike for things that go against what you conceive to be acceptable or normal. I think people start learning what hatred is when they're young. Usually, probably around, like, kindergarten age, like 5-6 years old. And I think it's usually proceeds from what they get at home first, and then it's made either worse or better based on their societal interactions.
Personally, what do you hate?
Ooh. I hate cauliflower. Partially because it gave me food poisoning.
So that's why you hate it?
So yeah, every time I see it, I freak out.
So you don't, yeah. Do you have like a pet peeve?
Yes. My biggest pet peeve is probably lack of respect. Like, if people don't respect each other, that drives me up a wall. And I will lose my cool every time.
When did that start?
That started probably back when I was in middle school when I was getting bullied.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening.
And I hope you like it or you hate it.
Either way, hopefully you made it all the way to the end.
Enjoy your day.
Bye.